When most people take a photograph these days, they probably pick up their phone and snap a quick picture. And while it makes capturing a moment very convenient, one teacher in Druid Hills thinks there's still something special about black and white film photography. We visited the class to find out how the students have taken to shooting and developing film in this Atlanta Sound.
Guys, have a seat quickly so I can take attendance so we can get you guys out in the field.
My name is Noelle Peterson, and I am the Fine Arts Department Chair as well as photography teacher at Druid Hills High School.
You guys are going to go in this room, and we're going to load cameras.
I've been teaching film photography in its entirety 14 years, but here for 8.
Okay, we'll take a picture. Another picture. Advance.
So I gave them a photo shooting log that had several different images that they needed to shoot. Basically, it's their interpretation. They're on their own today. They're not me out there going, this is what you need to put your camera on. So they can do it.
You need to be back in here by 1 o'clock.
Ooh, I'm gonna go there so we can get pictures of, architecture.
Film photography with this generation tends to be very new. You know, for the most part, some of them get hooked. Some of them are like, I can't believe it takes this long. It's a wonder that photography ever survived.
1, 2, 3. Oh my gosh, it's so clear. I didn't focus on it.
You know, when you're first learning to drive, you're so consumed with turn signals and the radio and everything that's going on in the car that you really don't pay that much attention to what's outside of the car. But as you get older, all that stuff becomes natural and you actually start paying more attention. Photography is a lot like that. You're in the gadget stage. What does this do? What does this do? And for some of you, it's going to make a lot of sense. And for some of them, they need to drive a little while, figure that out. And then it starts, you know, getting into the composition and the aesthetic element of photography. They do have to take some notes, do a little bit of research on what f-stop is, shutter speed, focal length, depth of field, all the parts that go along with the 35 millimeter camera. And then from there, the chemistry that goes with developing film, all the chemistry that goes with developing photography paper. It's an odd smell. A lot of kids say it smells like rotten eggs, but to me it's a smell that I'm very familiar with. It's, you know, negatives being turned into beautiful positives. The equipment in the dark room. They're actually using Bessler enlargers, which allow them to take a 35 millimeter negative and turn it into an 8x10 print.
So you lift up the glass just like Cameron's got here.
I'm Cameron McKenna, and I'm a senior. What I really like about black and white photography is that I really like being involved and like having my own thumbprint on the images. The hardest part of developing black and white film is definitely making sure you get everything right. I shot an entire roll of film on one setting, and I was like, I have no idea if any of these are going to come out. And so hoping that it'll come out is definitely the hardest part.
It's kind of fun for me to, you know, maybe hear the grumbles and groans and maybe hear these aha moments. And I think kids get a better appreciation for it. If anything, it's knowledge, you know? Let me help you here.
Film photography teacher Noelle Peterson at Druid Hills High School. And thanks to WABE's Dylan Fagan for bringing us this story. You can see the work of Noelle's students and even submit a sound idea of your own at our website. That's wabe.org/AtlantaSounds.